This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 342 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing with our Jean-Claude Van Damme month. Now, Alex, I gotta say, so far, been pretty fun. Not even mad about it yet. Not run into a movie where it pissed me. I mean, Universal Soldier was a mixed bag, but not mad about it.
I'm gonna tell you right now, dude, Team Jean-Claude Van Damme might be my favorite action.
Two movies in. He's your favorite action.
That thing is becoming my favorite actor. You know, it's funny. I never seen Bloodsport.
Oh, this is the first time watch.
Yeah, this is because remember when I was talking about it and I was telling you guys I remember these scenes and then Rob was like, no, that's Kickboxer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. So then I never seen Bloodsport.
That's right.
So it's very interesting, but I'm kind of liking Jean-Claude.
Okay. So with that said, we have a big fan of the movie we're going to be covering today. Again, the movie's Bloodsport from 1988. And we have a guest. He was here on our very last episode when we covered Star Trek Beyond. He is Nick from Movie AV Impulse. Nick, I'll just say it for you. That way we could just jump right in. You could catch him at Movie AV Impulse. That's his Instagram channel. That is also his YouTube channel. Does fun videos. Nick, just say hello to everybody.
What's up? How's it going?
There he is. So he's a fourth time. Once you pass four episodes, your greetings get shorter and shorter. They just become Nick's here.
Let's roll. Say hi.
you become
an intern.
You get that automatic You get the automatic information block for you.
After a certain amount of episodes, you're not a guest that much anymore. All so right. Anyway, Nick's here. He's a fan of this movie. So I'm excited to talk about it because you have me who has seen it. You have Alex, who this was a first time watch, and you have Nick, who loves it, as far as I know. So we're going to be talking about it. We're going to break it down. Before I do, let me give you some Rotten Tomato scores as per usual. And this, my friends, this is what I expect when we do an 80s action movie, because the gap is very large between critics and audiences. Critically, this has a 46%. Not very good. It's actually very bad. Audiences, though, 74%. So 3 out of every 4 people who watched this thought it was pretty good, at least. Are these numbers surprising to you? I'll start with Nick. Are these like what you would expect or a little surprising?
For the time, no. It's what I would expect from critics. As far as like real movie lovers, like the audience who loves movies, I agree with that. 75 is definitely agreeable. But critics, Alex, they just put down whatever.
I'm not shocked. In terms of, we did so much episodes now in terms of action movies. I'm not saying like this is the greatest movie ever. And once we start talking about it, but what I mean is in terms of this is a beloved cult classic film for Jean-Claude Van Damme, from what I've been reading and everybody telling me when I say I'm doing Bloodsport, they're like, oh, you're doing Bloodsport. That was the best movies ever. And then the best part is when they go, they were like, oh, no way. And I'm like, yeah, this is the first time you watch it. You gotta be freaking kidding me, man. You gotta be freaking kidding me. You're 40 years old and you have not seen Bloodsport. And I'm like, dude, relax. Like,
calm down.
The hell I'm like, you're about to kick me in the face. Yeah, so my wife was laughing because like I had dudes in the supermarket laughing. It's like, dude, you gotta be kidding me, man. You gotta be kidding me. Well, you're 40 years old. That's my friend. He was like all like hyper surfer dude. I'm like, relax.
The funny thing with this movie is you're right. This has a cult following. It was not well received when it opened, but it was financially successful, as a lot of canon films were, because it cost like $30 to make this movie. So, classic canon. They're not spending money, but they're making money. So not surprising. Cult following. Yes, very much so. And this reminds me of another movie. I mean, they're not in the same genre, but it's got the same kind of following of, remember when we did The Last Dragon, where it's a very cult movie. You know what I mean? Like,
that's super cult.
I don't think it's that surprising that you haven't seen it. Yeah. So it is what it is, but we're going to talk about it. Nick, I'm going to go to you first because, you know, you're the guest. And also I know you like this film. So we're going to start with Jean-Claude Van Damme as our main character, Frank Dukes, spelled D-U-X.
Dukes.
Dukes. Frank Dukes.
What did you think?
Okay, so I'm going to score them both as Frank, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme and that stupid kid that plays him when he's a teenager. Oh, yes. That's the one kid. I cannot stand that kid. So for that, he gets a 4. Like, right off the bat, he's getting a 4 because if I just wish they would have never put that kid in there. I couldn't stand this. Look, oh, can you teach me the karate? All right, come on, man. Like, it's and then he uses the kid as a punching bag for his boy, like for his son. So for me, if I have to judge them both into one, you're getting a 4, Jean-Claude Van Damme. I wouldn't have let that kid play you. The hell wrong with you? So 4.
Yeah, that kid's weird as hell. Not only that, but he has a French-Canadian accent. He's wearing a San Francisco Giants hat and a New York Giants sweater.
You knew the writers did not know what sports they were watching.
He's American.
Nate, Alex, you want to know the funny part? Is when he goes, he's getting his ass whooped during class, but then he saves the kid at school?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So, and his friends leave. He's a little bit slow. Well, I mean, we'll get into it when I go. Alex, what did you think of Frank Dukes?
Okay, well, I'm not going to bring in the kid in this because I do agree with you guys because I thought the same thing. I was like, what mouth? Like, I think whoever put the clothes together was like, Giants. They might be the same team. This is the ultimate jersey.
Two different sports. Same name.
Yeah, it's the Halloween version of the Giants jersey. Like, it's orange and black, but... No, in all seriousness, it's okay. Jean-Claude Van Damme, I liked him in a row. He didn't talk as much, but when he talked, did come out clampy and cheesy, but it's 88. So I was like, it is what it is. I kind of liked his character. Now I see, Nate, when you told me that this movie was an inspiration to Mortal Kombat, because he was Johnny Cage. I mean, he looked like Johnny Cage.
Even does the character. Split nut punch. That's
yeah, even the stance that he stands and fights. I was like, it looks like Johnny Cage. But I kind of liked him. I thought he was very good. He was fun. But my only thing is, and I don't know what you guys feel, bro. This dude met this guy for the first time. He goes, I love you, my brother. At the end of the movie, when he's holding the dude's scarf, he's like, I love you, my brother. I mean, bro, I just met you like 3 days ago. Like, all of a sudden, he loves this guy. He's like, I would do everything for you. I was just like, what?
Anytime,
I was like, okay.
Anywhere.
Yeah. I'll be right there for you, man.
Like, but it that's was the 80s, only, like, bro. The it was movie, 80s.
It was. I would say, though, in terms of the character's like progression, I thought it worked. He was a kid. It felt a little bit like G.I. Joe, Storm Shadow, and Snake Eyes when they met the sensei and then he trained Snake Eyes and then he became way better than Storm Shadow and he got jealous and killed the guy, depending on what storyline you like. But it kind of felt like that. So it was kind of like, okay, cool. But then he became better than the sun. He's like, train me to kick. And I was just like, all right, cool. But let me tell you, he did all his stunts. It looked like he did all his stunts. It looked really good. I love the triple kick in the face. I thought it looked pretty cool. So I'm going to give him I'm going to shock everybody. I'm giving him a 5. I thought he was a perfect. Yeah, I'm giving him a 5.
All right.
I'm giving him a 5. Because I understand what Nick is talking about with the kid. But once you knock the kid out of the way, Jean-Claude Van Damme was really good as the lead character. Like, you felt for him.
Yeah.
The only thing with the love thing, I don't say, I don't know why you love this guy. Like, you just met the damn guy, but the
book. Jackson was all about
him. He loves him too much, too. It's like,
what the heck?
Yeah, that kid, bro, he was some kind of special.
First of all,
he walks in mad slow. Then the swords fall. Ah, they run away. And my man just stands there. He's just like looking around like, I broke in this house. I'm just going to look around and wait. Then this little munchkin kid just comes up, kicks him in the stomach. Like,
yeah.
No big deal. And then he's like special. He was special. I don't know what's going on. I agree with Nick. I also agree with Nick on my score because I gave him a 4. I do think he's a good character once you get past that. If I was basing off that as a 1, as an adult, he's fine. Now, I'll tell you though, it's not a dialogue heavy movie and that's okay. It's not that style of movie. So that's no big deal. Jean-Claude Van Damme looks amazing in this movie. So it's like, shredded. He's great in the fight scenes. You know it's a Van Damme movie, so he has to show his ass, and he does. He pulls up his underwear so slow. I'm like, why does every movie have his butt in it every single time? All of them. He just loves showing it. So that, you know, that's featured. As far as the character, so it's a little confusing because he's friend. He clearly has a French accent. He's an American army, guy who goes AWOL. For my boy Forrest Whitaker goes to look for him.
I don't get it.
That's my boy.
You are a hidden undercover lover.
I try to find as many
Forrest
Whitaker movies as I can and sneak them in every month. Forrest Whitaker and that old guy go to look for him to bring him back because they said, we did not approve you to go to this secret karate match. And so he's like not a great soldier. So that's not a great quality to have that he has to find this thing. But other than that, I think as a martial arts movie, he's a fine lead character. He has the friendship with Ray Jackson. You're right. I agree. It's a little much for such a short time. But it is what it is. You know, this is a late 80s movie. And then he has the love interest with the reporter, which I also think is weird because they knew each other for about 3 hours and then that's it. Mm-hmm. They're like in love with each other. But overall, I think he's good. I do think he's good for this style of film. He's fine. All right. Now, main villain, of course, ends up being my man, Bolo Yoon. And he plays, what's his name? Chong Lee. Bolo Yoon. Now, Chong Alex, Lee. What did you think of Chong? Not Chun Lee. This is not Street Fighter. Chong Lee. Yeah. What did you think?
Oh, So I liked him as a villain in the movie, but he didn't do much. I mean, all he did was fight, but they didn't show like other scenes with him in the movie. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't interacting where they saw him eating like noodles in a corner or something like that. Other than that, all he did was just kill mad people and he was just going, Chong Li. And I was just like, what the hell? And then he killed the guy and then everyone turned their back on him and he got mad and then he said, you. And I was like, oh, he's gonna kick your ass. So I was like, that was pretty cool. I gave him a 4. I thought he was great. I thought he's gonna kill his best friend because they made it seem like he killed him because he was like, yeah. And then he ran into the thing and I'm like, okay, we turned into Rocky 4 all of a sudden. Yeah. So I was just like, okay, that's pretty cool. But no, he didn't kill himself. I gave him a 4, but he was snapping next though. I'll tell you that.
Fair enough. All right. A 4. Nick, what do you got?
All right. I got to go against the grain on Alex on this one. He's a 5 all day. I love Chong Li. I mean, just the second you hear, you know, that music popping, Kumite, like, you're just ready to go. And he's just a badass villain. He's kind of like, he's like Paulie in Goodfellas. He ain't got to do much, but you fear him. You know him. So, you know, I just love him, you know, especially like growing up when I watched this movie. I seen him in so many other movies and all he ever did was play a hard ass bad guy. So I can never get that image out of my head. So to me, he's a 5 all day and he'd be killing people. And I love that part you're talking about, Alex, when he killed the dude and they all turned their backs. He's like, you next. I mean, that's just, come on, man.
Like, you next.
He's like the Goro. Yeah. You know, see, that's Goro from Mortal Kombat. You know what I'm saying? He's ready to kill y'all.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a 5. I can't change that.
I agree. Bolo always looks like he should be a bad guy. So that's not surprising. Yep. He has like a bad guy's face and he's super strong looking. All right. I think he's a, this guy is a, literally a 1980s WWF wrestling villain. He's the guy that Hulk Hogan would have to defeat to defend his title at WrestleMania 4. Like, honestly, he is. Barely talks. He doesn't say much. Yeah. He breaks that guy's leg and makes the bone come out. He breaks that other guy's neck. He defeats his best friend and sends him to the hospital. He has the aura. He has the mystery of when he killed the other guy by kicking him in the throat. I like the story. But I agree with Alex. Like, he's nothing outside of the Kumite. What the heck is this guy? Like, what does he do in regular life? Just walk around on the streets and bust people up? I don't know. I don't know what he does or who he is.
You know what I love that I forgot to add, Nate, real quick, is that I love how they stole the line from Enter the Dragon. He's like, brick, no hit, doctor.
Yeah, yeah. He was into the dragon.
Yeah, I know. I know, but I love that.
Yeah, that
part.
Was a fun little callback.
Yeah,
yeah. Bruce Lee already beat him, so you already know he was not gonna be. He's not gonna beat Jean Claude. But anyway, I agree with. I gave him a 4 because he is perfect for this movie. Do not get me wrong. Like within the movie, but I just like a little more sauce with my villains. A little something other than his backstory is he once killed a guy by kicking him in the throat. That is literally his backstory. That's it. So I agree with Nick though. He does work, but yeah, he's a 80s WWF wrestler,
And he blows snot. He's like, yeah, he's gross. I was like, ew. And then you gotta step all over that shit.
Also,
I was like, that's nasty. Also,
you know what I don't
he's
like about
in blood,
him?
Though. I mean, I guess it really doesn't matter.
The one thing that this tracks Two, as far as like being the final boss guy, is like Ray Jackson was beating his ass, and if he didn't be stupid and start walking around talking, I beat him, he was beating him up. So like even before that, he was getting, and then he cheated and he throws sand in his eyes and he still loses. So four for me. But I don't disagree with anything either of you guys said. All right, this is the key element here on this type of podcast: action scenes. Nick, what do you think of the action scenes in this movie?
It's a five. I mean, if you minus, because watching it now, when I was a kid, I was mesmerized. I mean, it's just total, like, oh my God, they really did that. But now, as you watch it when you're older, I notice a lot of edit mistakes. And I mean, like, a lot. So it's going to be a five. I still think the action, especially the monkey guy, I loved him when he's just jumping around the mat and flipping and using all four of his limbs. And the Muay Thai guy, I absolutely love him too. Every time he fought, he's like, come on. He's just beating the shit out of people. I got to give it a five. As far as action goes, it didn't let down. But that could just be pure nostalgia talking. But for me, I think all the fight scenes, aside from the couple of edits that were, you know, mismatched, their choreography was awesome. You know, it really did look like they were ground and pounding people. And that's the kind of martial art movies I like, when it looks real and you don't see the kick, but you see that he clearly didn't kick him, but he's still, that's five.
Little fun fact, this movie's fight choreography was done by the real life Frank Dukes, the person who this movie is based off of, which I'm going to revisit in a little while because I found some real funny stuff about it. But anyway, he did the fight choreography for this movie. So there you go. Now, Alex, I got to hear what you guys say, because I know Nick likes this movie, nostalgia. Five. You've never seen this movie. So what did you think of the action in this movie?
Nick, I love you, man.
I'm going to love you
like how he said at the end of the movie, I love you, man.
Whatever you need me, brother.
Whatever you need me, brother, I'll be on your channel. I love you. But man, this action has mad queso, bro. It is so cheesy. And the thing is like, I like martial arts movies. I like all those damn martial arts. My thing with this movie, when you're watching it, it felt so choreographed. It didn't feel as natural as it could be. Like since some scenes, I literally, when Van Damme is doing some kicks, he's not hitting him. He's just doing this and doing that and doing this. And the guy's just going, and I don't know, what are you doing? Like, kick him in the nut. Like, you were mad open to kick him. So, like, certain things like that, I was like, oh, I think what hinders this movie in terms of when you're shooting an action scene, I understand where Nick is coming from. With nostalgia, I know a lot of people love this movie. They think it's great. My thing is that certain shots, the guy is a little bit too close and there is like no contact between the feet and the face. Like Nick said, it is like 10 feet away and he's just like, foo, che, foo, che. And I'm like, what the hell? The music is going crazy. The soundtrack elevates the fight scenes and it makes it better than what it is. Because honestly, if you don't have that great score behind it, it would have been a horrible like tournament. You would be like, what the hell is this crap? Like, why am I watching this damn thing? But I think what Van Damme does very well is that he keeps you into the fight. Like, you feel like, okay, like when he's getting old and he's like, yeah, he's just going right at you. Not like Bruce Lee. When you see a Bruce Lee movie, he's just kicking. He's like, ah! He's just like screaming at you. You're like, oh shit. So I liked it. And you know, it's funny, I could make fun of it saying cheesy, but I gave it a five. I don't, in terms of this 1988 movie, yes, it is corny, it is campy, but I gotta really think about it, like if I was really sitting there watching this in the 80s, because if I do it now, this thing would be a three or a two. I'm like, yeah. But I sat down and I really, not for nostalgia purposes, but in terms of Van Damme, because that's who we're doing, right? We're doing Jean-Claude Van Damme. And I kind of liked him. I thought he was really good. I was really into his thing. I mean, his fights were kind of not as good. But in terms of this movie as Frank Dukes, I thought it was cool. And the fact that he was blind by the pill in the eye, I said, this is even better. And he said, and then he hits him in the dick. And then from the dick shot, he starts whooping him. I don't know, Nate. Yeah. I give it a five. I had a good time for it. I think that's what it is. I had a good time.
That was an interesting movie. Score, I'm going to be honest. I did not think you were going to go with a five.
You thought I was going to hit it like a two or something?
I thought you were going to give it a three.
Okay, good.
But either way, I'll go lower than you guys. I don't care. I gave it a four. I still think it's good. I don't think it's like a two.
Like, happened?
I'll be the low man. I'll be the low man. This reminds me of Ninja Turtles, which is one of my favorite movies ever. I was the low man. I'll be the low man again. Look, I agree with everything you both said. There is a number of times there's that one little, well, I was gonna say that one little Asian guy, as if there's not eight of them, but there's one of them who does like a jumping kick and it's like, whew, and the guy's, obviously over time fight choreography has gotten so much better that going back and watching this it does not compare.
Yeah.
I did see this movie when I was a kid and I liked it when I was a kid and I liked it now, don't get me wrong, I had a good time watching it, but yeah, it does not compare, so that does hurt it in my view. Like I could put on The Raid or something like that and it's just got insane choreography. Here where I agree with you, Alex, is it felt very dancey. It felt like they were doing a dance, like, okay, I go here, you go here, I throw here, you throw there. Very choreographed, but that's okay, because one thing, Nick, you said that I really agree with, I love the different styles. I love how everyone has the different kind of style that they use. And the thing about the fights is where they lack in like speed, because they're not, most of these guys are going, it looks like they're going kind of slow and they do a lot of slow motion. There's just a certain style to them that I like. I like all the flexing. They're very macho, the fights, you know what I mean? I don't like Ray Jackson. He's the worst out of all the fighters, but everyone else was cool, unique style. The blinding thing was hilarious, because he's like, when they show it from his point of view, it's just like a little blurry, but this man throws a punch into nothing. He's just like, yo! Like, oh, that guy is not there. You know it. You can see a little bit. Like, what are you punching at? So that's kind of funny. But he still wins at the end of the day. So I gave it a 4. I think for the time and the style of movie, it's good. So yes, 4 for me. Okay, storyline. Let's go to Alex. You start on this one. What'd you think of the story here?
The storyline is good. Out of all the whole movie, the storyline to me did not make damn sense. I mean, he just wanted to go into this tournament, which I was like, okay, cool. He's part of the army. Doesn't tell him where they're going. So I was just like, all right. But once he gets to the tournament, it's pretty much nothing else. It's just a tournament the whole time. He's trying to become number one in the tournament. Which I'm okay with. And then he meets a news lady that wants to know what is the Kuna Matata. And I'm like, all right, it's a wonderful friend. He wanted to know what the Kuna Matata is. So I was just like, honestly, from there on, it literally, you know, and I know we're going to be joking around, but I literally felt like halfway through the movie, it felt like Rocky IV, right? His friend gets hurt in the ring and then he looks at him and then he looks at him and he goes, oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. And then he's on the bus. And I was like, damn, all they had to do was put in there's no easy way out. Because it was the same thing. He's all depressed on the bus. And then you see him get his ass kicked. Then he meets the girl. And it's like this whole thing. So I'm like, it has a lot of imagery of Rocky IV. But at the end, is the storyline as that good? Honestly, no. Besides the tournament, that's what you're there for. So I gave it I'm being nice with a 3. Because I literally could give it a 2. For decent, but I'm giving it a 3 because honestly, the tournament part of the movie is the meat of the whole thing. And I thought that was very well done. Mm. They all got together in the hotel and then they were all talking shit and they all cool. And then once they get there, it's like, oh, I give it a 3.
Out of
See, that was cool. And what's my funniest? She's mad obvious. She's like, click. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Fine. And it's like, no one knows that she's recording the thing. She took that shit out mad blood. Like,
oh my God, they're having a fight here. The cool.
I was just like, okay, all right. Very discreet lady.
So a 3 for you. All right, Nick, what do you got?
All right, real quick, I wanted to mention, did any of y'all see the referee at that last fight where, you know, he jumps up and the referee's like kneeling down, Sean Claw comes off his back, and when he picks him back when he picks him back up, you notice the referee's like, oh my God, like, how, all he did was push you. How are you that?
WWF! Bro, this is a WWF movie. You know how you touch the ref and they die in wrestling?
I forgot to mention that in the action part. I was like, what? This guy was like really that dazed? Storyline, I got to go with Alex. If it wasn't for the fighting, like even half, if you take away half the fighting, I'd fall asleep. I mean, this storyline is okay, USA. I mean, it's a 3. There's really nothing else to go into than what Alex said. He meets a girl, typical story. There's nothing different. You know, the only thing I found out different when I was a teenager, I found out it was based on a real story. The entire time as a kid, I never watched the actual ending. You know, when he's getting on the plane and all that, I'm already done. The fight scenes are over. I'm out. Alex, guys. Anytime, anywhere.
Anywhere. I'll be there, brother.
It's just a three.
Yeah, I have the same score. I wrote down three. Yeah. I think it's like, it's pretty bad at times, but it's serviceable in the rest of the times. You know what I mean? Like, it's a tournament movie. Now, I will say, there are many other better tournament movies as far as story, like, how do you get there? Even, not to bring it back up, but like, Enter the Dragon. That's essentially a tournament movie, but they were smart to mix in a kind of a spy, James Bond element. Let's send him to this island. He's a spy. Yeah, he's trying to get this crime. Here, like, this dude left the military and they're trying to get him back and he's like, I gotta fight to honor this old dead Japanese man who taught me his ninja skills. That is his motivation. Like, the whole motivation is, this guy taught me, he died, I got invited, I gotta go. It's like, okay. And then you're right, there's nothing else. It's very basic. It serves its purpose. I've seen worse and I've seen better, so I gave it a three as well. Okay, overall, Nick, what's your
overall score? Overall, I'll go with a four. I mean, as far as the fight scenes, like, you know, now that you pointed out, I know this is pure nostalgia talking, but as a kid, it was just so mesmerizing to see like all those karate moves. Remember, you'd be playing with your friends trying to imitate. That's what made such a good martial arts movie to me. Like, when you're right after you're done with the movie, you hop outside with your friend and your cousin and you're like, all right, come on, you know, and you're trying to imitate everything. I was trying to imitate the monkey style. I love that dude. I don't know what it just the ooh, and he jumps on people and bow. So overall, I'm still going to give this a four. I can't let nostalgia go. I mean, if it had a better storyline, like what you said with Enter the Dragon, if they would have added just some kind of element. Why is the military trying to get him back? Is he a badass? Is he a special sniper? Is he a guy that runs in? Like, yeah, there's nothing there. So why did you go all the way to Hong Kong or wherever they were, Hong Kong, to try to get this guy?
Yeah, Hong Kong.
For what?
Yeah.
What's so special about him? So, I mean, because he could fight and he learned that you're not, you know, Tanaka. So, you know, if they would have just added that one little element to the storyline, it definitely would have got a higher overall score. But let's go with a four on this one.
Fair enough. Okay. All right, Alex, as the first time watcher, what do you got?
I don't blame you with the nostalgia bit, because I know we do it sometimes with the nostalgia. We give it a point higher than what it really used to be.
I do it all the time.
So I'm okay with it. For my first time watch, I'm going to be really honest with you. It's not a great movie. It's not a great movie. Like, sitting down and watching it, you're just like, okay. It's watching Van Damme. We saw Sudden Death.
Awesome.
We saw Universal Soldiers, right? It's semi-Lukey Warmy, right? But one thing I will say is he's consistent in terms of the roles that he picks. It's not something that he's trying to overact or trying to underact. He's just know his playing field. He's a guy that doesn't know English. He knows how to do some splits and kicks. And I'm like, okay, that's all he knows how to do. And I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah.
This movie, I will say, is it's a good film. It's a good film. It's cheesy. It's very campy. And especially in the beginning when they're like, can I have your invitation, please? And then they give the invitation. It's like, ha, this is Tanaka Shinobu.
You gotta break the brick.
Yeah, he's like, I need you to break brick. Yeah. And then he was like, you want the top one? And he's like, no, bottom. And then he breaks it. He's like,
explodes like a grenade.
And I was just, first of all, if you see someone explode the bottom brick, I'm getting out of the tournament. I'm like, there's no reason for me to be in a tournament. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no way. Like, you knew your ass is done if a guy explodes a brick. You're like, oh, damn, hell no. This dude's my. And I thought that's what he did to the fat guy when he went, bam! And I was like, oh, he killed his inside.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna do it.
I thought that was it too.
I thought that was fatality, bro. Yeah. I was like, he get him with the fatality. He hits him with the Van Damme-eater.
Yeah.
No, he did it. I said, oh, this is whack. I thought he did, like, it exploded his, like, intestines and he shit it or something. I was like, yo, this is crazy. We didn't get none of that shit. Like, I thought that's what we were going
to
get.
If he did that, they'd have to change the title from Bloodsport to Dumpsport.
No, what? Because, like, yo, dude, we watched, like, 10 minutes of Chung Li killing dudes and getting chants, and he's like smacking dudes in the face. He broke a dude's shin, and I'm like, oh, Van Damme's turning his neck. And when he did it, I was like, oh, this dude's gonna be shitting on himself. And he exploded him. I said, oh, hell yeah. And nothing, the dude was still alive. But anyway, honestly, it's a good film. I gave it a 3. I thought it was good. And I will say this, the training, I kind of liked. I thought the training was pretty cool. It felt for me like a like Kill Bill when he's training with the old samurai guy, like from the old martial arts movies.
And the never ending memory sequence.
Yeah.
Where he gets caught back up and it's still a memory. He's still staring at the, at the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of like those things because it kind of gave you like his story. Like he's really good at what he does. So you're like, oh, that's cool. But other than that, the movie is just a, I agree with you, Nate. This is literally it's just a tournament movie. Like, okay, great.
Yeah.
But I will say though, if they remake Bloodsport and they found a way to get Jean-Claude Van Damme to be the bad guy of that movie, like you have to go face him as Chung Li. He's Chung Li. I think that would be pretty cool. I don't know if they would ever do it, but at his age, he still could fight.
He's only 63.
Yeah, he looks... He looks really in fit. He looks way better than Arnold and Stallone.
They still doing action movies like it's no tomorrow.
Yeah, so I mean, I will see him as Chung Li as Bloodsport because if you do it now with the with what they have now, oh man, that would be so good.
Well, let me get to my score and then give you the little couple of fun facts that I found.
Go ahead, hit me
and
with
one
the fun
of them
facts.
You're gonna like, Alex. Uh-oh. I gave it a 3. This movie's a little bit crap. But also, I like to watch it. I would not say quite watchable crap because I think this has some better aspects. But like from a filmmaking perspective, it's kind of rough. A lot of the cutbacks where it's just like cutting between like people looking at stuff back and forth. I'm like, all right, so it's just like cut this down a little bit. Like that memory sequence, how it keeps cutting back to his face, just literally staring at the sword like for 10 minutes. He's just standing there. I'm like, what is going on? Yeah. Overall, I think it's an entertaining movie. I fall somewhere between you guys because I did see this when I was younger, but I don't really have like heavy nostalgia for it, but I don't watch it a lot. So it's been a really long time since I've seen it, but I like it. I'm not and Alex, we've talked about this before. Dick, maybe you're not as much. I don't know. I've said it on the show though. I'm not an 80s movie. Like that's not my decade. That's not my most favorite decade of movies. So a lot of times they come off as like, just, they're really corny. And this one's pretty corny, but overall I think it's entertaining. I like Jean-Claude Van Damme. I love Bolo in this. Bolo's kind of the highlight of the movie, just from his facial expressions to his look, everything like that. So I gave it a 3 as well. So a 3, a 3, and a 4. Now here's my fun facts. Hilariously, the end scene where it shows all the stats about this Frank Dukes guy, where he set a record of a 72 mile an hour kick.
I think he had one that said the fastest punch is like 0.12 seconds.
Punch 0.3 seconds. So apparently, a lot of that is a little bit fudged, we'll call it. But some biographers and people who co-wrote the movie and stuff, everyone disputed it. He has no evidence of any of this stuff happening. He told all these people he went to this kumite and it's a secret fight, but since it's a secret, he couldn't prove that it actually happened. So like nobody could find any evidence anywhere. They just kind of had to believe him that all this stuff is, and they sold it as based on a true story at the time. So if you remember right at the end credits, it says that these events were based on true, but maybe not. Maybe not. It's probably a lot false. But the guy made a lot of money. He did open a ninjutsu school in LA or something like that where he does fighting. Alex, for you, the remake. Now, we talked about Universal Soldier as a movie that is ripe for a remake. Okay. That they could remake that and make it a million times better. I feel the same way about this movie. Maybe not a million times better, but I think they could make it good. And as of last or most recent, there was talks of a remake. Your boys, Chad Stahelski and David Leitch were attached to direct it, co-direct it, like John Wick. They reached out to the owners and everything. So as of now, like the ball's in their court if they want to do a remake. And this was all the way back in like 2019 that they got the rights for it. So it's been 5 years. I don't know if it's going to happen. I feel like they both keep signing on to make a lot of other projects. However, they were the guys who were going to remake, and they wanted Jean-Claude Van Damme to come back as the guy who trained. So he would be like the old Japanese Tanaka guy. Yeah, who trains the next guy who would be the fighter. Okay. And it would be set in I forget where. It was another place. It would have not in China.
Thailand?
I don't know if it was Thailand or Brazil like or something Street like Fighter. It was somewhere else. But it was still going to have a military aspect and all that. But anyway,
okay,
what could have been? Or what could still be? They could still direct it and the action would be better.
Ooh, Jack Kerensky. Ooh.
Yeah, little co-director. But I know they're separated now. They don't really work together too much anymore. No. I think they produce for each other though. So who knows? We'll see. May never happen. All right, Nick, what is your total points?
21 is my total overall, and I'm going to stick with it. I could have easily, if I take away the nostalgia, it could have been an easy 19, but I got to keep the nostalgia in there. I got to keep the hope alive, brothers, anytime.
You got to. If you love a movie and you loved it when you were younger, you got to still love it. It's the rules. Most of the time. Now, if you just liked it, you could change your mind. Yeah.
Yeah, just to let you know, I'm not a huge 80s horror all day long. But when it comes to action movies, I prefer 90s, like that whole decade. 80s, there's certain movies.
I knew I liked you, and that's why we keep bringing you on, because I'm a 90s guy myself.
90s action all day, but 80s, it does have its certain pieces that just hold certain nostalgia. So
yeah, we got 80s that. Al over here. Alex, what did you give it for the total?
I love my 80s action.
What's your total?
I gave it a 20. 20 out of a 25.
20?
I thought this was a good film. Overall, it was a good film. I will purchase this, but I don't think I will go for the 4K. I think I'll get the Blu-ray
It. If you just want to have it, but that Blu-ray transfer, mwah.
Oh, the 4K?
Blu-ray or 4K?
No, the 4K transfer that I have from Germany, and now you can get an American version, but I have the booklet is fucking phenomenal. Hands down.
You know why? Since you said it's fucking phenomenal, I'll get the 4K.
Yeah, I did watch this in 4K. You noticed my screenshot, Alex. All the menus are in German. So when the movie started, all of a sudden they're speaking in German. I didn't know I had to change it. So that was
cool. If you'd have watched my review on it, you would have known you had to change it.
I did watch your review, but that was a while ago.
It was a
little minute. It was like Einstein language, and I'm like, wow, I think this is language.
Look, I'm half German, and I didn't even get that shit, okay?
Yeah. I had to rewind because the first few lines were in German. Yeah. So anyway, I got the Steelbook 4K. It does look good. I gave it an 18 out of a 25. A good 80s action movie. Not the best event. I like this better than Universal Soldier, but this ain't as good as Sudden Death, baby. Still taking the cake. All right. Now, guess what? Next week, here's what we got. Okay. By the way, we're going to have to do a Van Damme month too, because every time I go to his stupid IMDb, I'm like, bro, I feel like we got to do all these movies. I mean, we've done Hard Target and now these three so far. Next week, we're starting a new franchise, doing a little Lord of the Rings trilogy. So we'll be starting with the Fellowship of the Ring. Now, their next Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, as far as I know, is another tournament fighting movie. It's a little movie from the 90s called The Quest. So we will be covering The Quest. I saw this in the theater when I was like 8 with my grandma. So is it good? I don't remember, but I know I've seen it, and he has like a little bit longer hair, and it's another tournament movie. So yes, also Bloodsport. Not only did it inspire Mortal Kombat, also a lot of people think it is the forerunner for the UFC. People who started the UFC, the Kumite was a lot what they based off of with all the different fighting style, the mixed martial arts element. So this movie is inspirational or influential, I should say. Influential to a lot of things, as cheesy as it may be. Anyway, that's what we got coming up, and Scott will be back. Our old buddy, Scott. From Joe Joker's movies. He'll be coming on to review those movies with us. Nick, as always, it was a pleasure having you. One more time, let everyone know where they can find
you. You can find me on YouTube at Movie AV Impulse, and all the links to all my other social medias are right on that page. So look me up. Thank you guys again for having me on. And y'all are going to enjoy Scott. I love Scott. He introduced me to y'all podcast. Y'all know that. So I love Scott. Joe Joker's is my man. That's my dude right there.
We hate Scott, but we love Scott too.
Yeah, I hate him too. I take that back.
He says a lot of silly things, but also he's one of our good buddies. So yeah, we love Scott. He's coming back. So he'll be doing a review. Nick, as always, it was a pleasure. I'm sure we're going to have you on again in the future. We'll just have to figure out what movies you want to do next. I'll send you the updated schedule, and you let us know if anything tickles your fancy.
All right.
Anytime, any place, I'm there, bro.
That's gonna be the new tagline from now on. Anytime, brother.
Yeah, that's our joint now. Can I ask you a question before we wrap this up?
What's up?
Hong Kong is the only hospital that you could drink beer.
They got different rules over there.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, this dude is having a Japanese Miller and he's literally sucking it down. And he's like, oh, yeah, cool. Yeah. Brother, next time you're lucky because if I'm there. I'm like, dude, you ain't going to win. He's there. He's going to whoop your ass.
Well, apparently he was undefeated for how long?
370 something. Yeah. Yeah. Lost
372 fights.
Yeah.
72 like, come on. Okay.
Yeah, that's not fun.
He's like the Dos Equis guy, right?
Some people swing a bat.
He's like the Dos Equis of
the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah, he's Frank Dukes.
Frank Dux.
Oh my god. He kicks so fast he creates electricity. Frank Dux.
Anyway, yeah, that's the show. Alex, wrap it up for us.
Oh yeah, we got a live show coming up. Oh, that's right. You guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie guys, head over to Instagram at Geeks and Flicks. Head over to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. Or now we are on YouTube. Music, www.youtube.com/@actionmovieguys. Or again, you guys download the YouTube Music app and you can listen to all the music there. I downloaded it. You can listen to anything. Foo Fighters, all that stuff. They have, you can make your own radio station. I thought that was all pretty cool. So you could look us up, Action Movie Guys there, Pandora, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're all over the place. Action Movie Guys, if we're not, let us know and we'll try to get that podcast as soon as possible for you guys. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. And Nick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It was awesome.
Okay.
Yes. Be awesome to each other and geek out.